Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that this podcast is presented by mybookie.ag and that if you use the promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K, that you will get a 50% deposit bonus on your first deposit. And given that you are a listener to this podcast, I would assume you're relatively knowledgeable about sports, and I would trust you to try your edge on the online sportsbook. You can lay down some money and get in on the action at one of the safest online sportsbooks in the world. It's the only one that I am currently using. You can wager on all sorts of different outcomes on mybookie.ag, soccer, football, any major league, esports. You can even create your own player props, which is useful for me because if you know anything about me, I do enjoy a good player prop. So if you deposit using the promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K, you get a 50% bonus when you deposit. And I will add this for listeners of the TakeCast. If you deposit using the promo code MATTEK and you send proof of it to me on Twitter, I will follow you on Twitter and you can have access to me via DMs whenever you want. That's the TakeCast bonus that I'm adding in association with the mybookie.ag deposit bonus. Now let's get back to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the TakeCast. I am joined by my pals from DailyRodeo.com, Drew Dinkmeyer and Michael Leone. Right now, we are live drafting a $1,200 NFFC Draft Champions Best Ball League. We have the wrap pick in this 12-team league, and the next, you know, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of your life is just going to be, you know, an adventure through a draft with two really sharp people and then one donkey. And by the end of this podcast, you'll know who the donkey actually is, and also Leone's child is here.
Micah is with us as well on the podcast.
Can you say hi to Davis?
Hi.
Good job.
Wow. His first podcast appearance, maybe. I don't know. I don't listen to the Daily Rodeo podcast.
Those were recorded at hours.
You just promote it, but you don't actually listen to it. That's great.
I listen when I'm on. I listen to my appearance on going for the green.
So narcissistic.
I gave some truly awful takes on that episode of Going for the Green.
Davis. All right. So what's our plan here, gents?
Well,
I know our plan, but.
Drew, why don't you outline the plan that we are going into this NFFC Draft Champions?
Bye, buddy.
Our hope, it's a full PPR. Our hope is that one of the decent running backs slides to us, so we can go running back, wide receiver in the first turn, and then because it's third round reversal, we should get, you know, that early third round pick that usually on the board is a lot of good wide receiver, maybe even tight end options. So the hope there is to start out with maybe one running back, but if one of the top, you know, 10 running backs doesn't fall to us, we'll probably go two stud wide receivers and try to, you know, hack it together, ham and egg the running back position later on in the draft.
Have you guys noticed that now Alvin Kamara seems to be going ahead of Antonio Brown? I've noticed that over the last 4 to 5 days in pretty much all of my drafts, all formats.
It's wild.
It's the reason that Antonio Brown is my highest owned first round player in best balls this year. Because you can get him at 4, 5, 6, or 7, even I've seen Fournette like jump ahead of him at times in these half PPR leagues, like on draft and stuff. So I have like a ton of Antonio Brown this year, which I didn't come into the season expecting, but he just seems to slide down.
Fournette could be one of the most egregious first round picks. If you look at the 14 or 15 guys who go in the first round with
Hopkins just went at 9. So you guys can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Really don't want Hopkins
Fournette could be like Gurley 2 years ago.
So, in that he's not efficient and doesn't get any receiving work.
They're not going to be that bad. So it's not going to be that bad, but yeah, I know they say he's been working third downs, but
I mean, I think he'll probably be fine, but his fantasy performance is contingent on the Jaguars defense being that good again.
Melvin Gordon goes at 10. We're two picks away in the queue.
So we want Hunt to go, right?
Yeah, yes. I think we want. I think we prefer.
Or else we're going to battle because we're going to battle. Yeah. Odell yeah. versus.
Otherwise, things Hunt. Get weird. But we will be blessed with two of Hunt, McCaffrey.
Okay, boom,
Hunt.
McCaffrey and Jones. Let's do it.
All right. So we can take
it's the original plan.
McCaffrey and Julio, right?
McCaffrey and Julio, 100%. Yeah.
Let's take Julio in the first round, though.
We want to skew that ADP.
Okay.
Daily Roto is a mostly proud sponsor of the TakeCast, a mostly sports podcast. TakeCast listeners can save 10% at Daily Roto with the promo code Janus, J-A-N-I-S. If you are playing on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto will help you improve your daily fantasy results this fall and save time in the process with lineup optimizers, ownership projections, fantasy projections, premium content, and much more. They have all the good stuff that you want to help you make money at sports betting and daily fantasy. Their new lineup optimizer will let you build optimal GPP teams with stacks based on their projections faster than I can punt money off betting on Peter Uihlein. Sure, you can play the guys that I recommend each week, but shouldn't you also get advice from a proven daily fantasy winner like Drew Dinkmeyer? Yes, I do have better hair than Drew, but I also have his cell phone number, and that makes me a winner almost as much as it makes him a winner of the DraftKings Millionaire Maker. And it's not just fantasy. They have tools to bet on player props, golf matchups, and a customizable NFL game simulator for this fall. Head over to dailyrodeo.com/premium and save 10% with promo code Janus today.
There we go.
Oh my God, Drew, you clicked the wrong name.
Wow, that is,
Oh my God, we have Jordan Howard in the first round. This is a bad.
Well, that wouldn't be the
Let's go.
That was very exciting. That was the start I've wanted. Like when we talked about draft order, I think we all agreed the move with the third round reversal was you want one of those first four picks or you want to go to the end. Like that's totally the move. And those were the guys we wanted.
So now we're just preying on Gronk. I mean, there's lots of options, but Gronk is the clear one. Assuming the obvious guys go, what do you guys think on McKinnon and his injury? You just not waving that?
Yeah. So really interesting. John Lynch responded to this comment from Brian Baldinger, who works for, you know, one of the TV networks, who said, you know, Alfred Morris is going to be the 49ers starting running back. And John Lynch basically said that guy knows what he's talking about. So I have started to pump the brakes very hard on one of my favorite NFL players, Jerick McKinnon.
I think if we get super lucky, Green or Gronk, Drew knows I love Diggs.
I have been taking Kelsey aggressively early round three.
I just added Jordan Howard to our queue. I just want to go ahead and throw that out there.
In a full PPR.
Because what is the argument? What is the argument that Jordan Howard will not catch more passes this year, Drew?
His hands. That's the primary challenge.
How much would that even really matter for running backs on these like 6 yard like average depth of target plays? Like really,
if you can't
catch, right, so 7-1.
If you can't catch, you can't rack up catches. But the way everything they've done in the preseason suggests he is going to have every opportunity to do so.
I actually looked this up after reading Warren Sharp's books. And he talked about, you know, throwing to running backs on these early downs. And last year, the Chiefs on first and second down threw 82 passes to whoever was in at running back, whether it be Hunt, Ware, West, or Anthony Sherman. And I don't think there's any way that Tariq Cohen plays first and second downs. I just think that's...
I completely agree. Completely.
So I think unless Howard is truly, truly, truly incapable of literally securing passes from 4 yards out, we're looking at like a 70 target season, like almost for certain.
Yeah, and I think it's entirely possible.
He's way undervalued if that's true. Like he's got the biggest girly potential for me.
All right, four picks. We need the Mike Evans fish to go.
Yeah. Ideally Evans, Mixon, maybe Jordan Howard.
McKinnon.
Do you guys, I bet Drew hates Tyreek Hill. I bet it makes his like little math brain. I bet it makes his math brain just to die.
I do.
I'm with Drew, though.
I do, and it does. My price on Tyreek Hill is more mid three, late three, and he just never gets there. So I just never have him.
What do we do if Gronkowski goes before we get there?
Then I think it gets into a conversation of who's left between Mixon, Evans, Diggs. Kelsey will definitely be there. Kelsey's always there.
He's gone 24th once.
Mike Evans just went, so that's helpful.
Okay, three more. Come on, baby. Oh my God, Gronk would just be the nuts.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like, amazing. I guess it's like Diggs, Kelsey, Howard. That's our cue. Unless someone has a receiver they like more than.
Well, I mean, or you could throw Mixon in there too.
Yeah, if he could. I hope Mixon.
We're gonna get somebody I feel pretty comfortable with in general. Mixon went, so that's
two
great.
Two more. Okay, so we want to see
McKinnon go here, but I'm not certain that he will.
I don't think he will.
I'm starting to come around on the Kelsey thing. I prefer Diggs, but I wouldn't put up a stink about it.
I was actually just reading like the RotoViz like cumulative projections are actually higher on Kelsey than on Gronkowski.
Really?
That's interesting. I think Gronk has health risk associated with him, but a ceiling that is unlike, I mean, he could score 16, 17 touchdowns.
Gronk just went.
That hurts. So we're one pick away. We've got Howard, Kelsey, and Diggs, I think, are the guys that are I vote
Howard because that's just personally like a guy.
Oh, great. All three of us vote for a different guy.
Well, Drew's footing the bill, so he's getting the
we have all three available because Larry Fitzgerald just won.
Oh, what an egregious pick! I vote Howard. Who do you vote, Drew?
I'm fine with Howard. Howard or Kelsey.
I think that in a best ball, if you don't get Gronkowski, the tight end Frankenstein makes more sense personally.
I like to get like lower numbers of tight ends, which is why I use Kelsey because then I have him.
I still think you can go lower numbers. But we have to decide. So yeah, Leone, I guess cast
your vote.
I'm going to go, if it's between Kelsey and Howard, I'm going to go Kelsey.
Okay. I bet I voted.
We're taking Kelsey then.
I probably would have taken Diggs, but I think we're only taking what? Two tight ends, maybe three.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out the bench spots relative to draft after you account for an extra. So there's 16 bench spots, but two are going to
a kicker.
Kicker defense. Possibly a third. So you have 13. So you're probably taking three tight ends because there's three more bench spots than you have on draft, right?
Yeah. You're taking three tight ends.
So you're taking three tight ends.
I think I personally like the tight end Frankenstein, if not getting Gronkowski, but I'm never going to be mad about having Travis Kelce. Like, obviously, he's fit. And he probably has a little bit of unexploited
upside. Our bye weeks. Yeah, and our bye weeks are multiples of four, so I feel like there's some good juju going on there.
4, 8, and 12. There we go.
Just need to find somebody with a week 16 bye week, and then then we're set.
Then we're golden.
We've cracked the code.
Drew, what is it specifically that draws you to Kelsey at this range?
So for me, it's in the best balls, it's more about like roster construction overall, and I feel like limiting the number of tight ends that you're asking to get the points for you is a way to rack up excess value at wide receiver and running back by having an extra roster spot to dedicate to those spots. In terms of the individual player and the upside, I think the Chiefs defense is going to be atrocious this year. I think that will force them to play a little bit faster and a little bit more high plays games. And I think Kelsey's got one of those seasons. We just haven't seen it yet, but I think he's got one of those, you know, 12 touchdown type seasons in him.
Oh, totally.
Because of his ability, both after the catch and in contested catch situations. So I like getting exposure to the Chiefs offense. I feel like they're all a little bit overpriced, but Kelsey is the guy that I feel most comfortable with relative to his position. Whereas like Tyreek Hill is priced similarly slightly overpriced. But I feel better about the depth at wide receiver than I do about the tight end position Like I like guys inside the top 10 at the tight end, and then there's a few guys outside of that that I like, but not a ton.
After Gronk and Kelsey, I don't like anyone until you get to Doyle and Kittle. I don't think I have – I probably done 50 drafts, and I don't think I have Greg Olsen or Evan Ingram on any of them.
So I don't have – I have some Ingram when he's gotten into, like, the eighth. I have no Jimmy Graham. I have no Greg Olsen. I do have Jordan Reed in 8 and 9.
Yeah.
But the thing with Jordan Reed is he's kind of tough. He's kind of tougher in best balls because if it goes wrong with Jordan Reed, it's a zero for, like, 10 weeks. It's not like – so – and you don't have the ability to replace it. So I kind of like Jordan Reed a little bit more in leagues that aren't best ball personally. But I have Jordan Reed, Njoku, Kittle, Doyle, those guys. And then after that, I only really like Eifert and Ricky Seals-Jones at their current price tags.
Njoku also. But, like, the guys you have to take 5th, 6th, 7th. I can't – can you give me the logic for ever taking Jimmy Graham? Like, I truly do not get it.
I personally can't. I mean, unless the idea is
– Jimmy Graham in the Scott Fishbowl.
Unless the idea is –
Jimmy Graham in the Scott Fishbowl?
I did, but that was, like, my very first draft, and I was
you just saw a name you knew.
And it was bad. And the tight end scoring there is a little – different. I think that actually hurts Graham. Actually, the way their tight end scoring is, don't you get like extra points per reception? Whereas Graham's like obviously making his value on touchdowns.
I have Kelsey in that league and in the Fantasy Insiders Best Ball League that we did. Like I'm on board with the pick. It's just I'm also very high on Jordan Howard.
So I think we're in a spot here where we could go wide receiver, running back again,
nice thing about the running back, wide receiver, tight end start is the fact that you have flexibility. You don't feel like you have to reach on any position because you've built out a little bit of balance to start your draft.
I just get into a weird spot after, like, so we're going to be picking, 48, 49?
Yep.
And then when it gets back to you, what's that going to be? Like 78, 79 when the next turn. And I feel like the running backs there, I just like get in a weird spot with them. There's some receivers like Aguilar and stuff that you can
Lamar Miller at 312. That feels bad.
I think he's,
I mean, if you look at the running backs on the board now, so McKinnon is still there. But there goes Ertz.
This is actually a good question. When does your list of running backs you like to take stop? Like at what number does yours stop?
So I've got Ajayi and Burkhead added to our queue.
There goes McKinnon at 4-3, finally.
Yeah. Someone took Rodgers at 4-2.
Delightful. Like Royce Freeman in full PPR. Like I feel like he loses some value there. Deion Lewis is a guy that I don't know how you guys feel about. I keep ending up in spots where I'm just like so indifferent to him. Like I don't dislike him, but I don't like him enough where I've pulled.
I actually actively dislike him.
Okay.
Because I think the only way I don't like taking someone in the 4th, 5th round who the only way they get their actual upside is through injury. Because Derrick Henry, he's not getting benched for ineffectiveness. Derrick Henry will for sure be good. He'll for sure be good at the goal line. So the only way Lewis what's the meaningful difference between Giovanni Bernard and Deion Lewis? Like Lewis is a better player for sure. But I think
he has a more defined role. A more defined role to start the season. He's going to be like the way they ran in the preseason, those guys split snaps down the middle except for third down. Whereas Gio I think is going to be more of a change of pace with Mixon. But Gio's six rounds cheaper too, so I understand.
But we're going to be in a pretty good spot here, I think. Like even if we had to go double receiver, there's going to be guys there. The receivers I have on the queue are Shady, Ajayi, and Burkhead. I don't know how you guys feel about Deion or somebody else being there. I mean, I know obviously.
I don't think Deion would be a pick at this point. I like Deion more late 5, and we're talking late 4, early 5. So I think we're going to get somebody good. That's going to fall to us here. Just like I like this pocket of the draft, I think is very comfortable, which is why if you don't do third round reversals, I think getting one of those 2 through 5
picks is so important.
The first pick is tough because you tend to get cut off at that tier at 2.12, 3.1, where I feel like I just reach for Kelsey a little bit often.
But if Shady, I mean, sorry to interrupt, but if Shady falls, like,
please don't make me take him.
I mean, it would get late four for Shady is a good price. Is a really good price.
I just know that Buffalo's offense is going to be Siberia at best, and that's not accounting for suspension and the fact that dude hasn't practiced in a week. His foot is hurt, and also not accounting for the fact that he's got a legitimately great goal line back right behind him. Like that's not even a joke.
Your Chris Ivory goal line takes.
Chris Ivory's good.
Shady White. So I guess the question is, we've got A-Rob, Gordon, Demaryius. I know
Demaryius smashes this year. Allen Robinson's not even in consideration.
I'm a huge Manny Sanders guy for Denver. I'm not on Demaryius, but this is a fine price for Demaryius. I would say
imagine having this take in the year of our Lord 2018.
I know. It's the way the world has evolved.
All right.
Bad takes aside, though, like –
Burkhead would be my number one.
Rex and DT here are the picks for me.
Okay, so I'm on board with Rex and DT. If one of them goes, like, do you take a chance on Josh Gordon? You really don't like Allen Robinson that much. I feel like
I would take a chance on Josh Gordon before Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I think Allen Robinson hasn't been good since I was in college. Is coming off a torn ACL and plays in a division with a bunch of amazing quarterbacks.
There goes Demaryius. There goes Demaryius.
Some sniped on DT.
Other name, Brandon Cooks in there as well.
Gordon has the ceiling over Cooks, I feel.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Gordon has legit wide receiver.
Yeah, I feel like we go field. Gordon and we, because like this is a field where it's all very top heavy. You're trying to win. So I think Gordon is definitely the move here.
All right. So Burkhead, Gordon. I mean, I'd probably go A-Rob, but I mean, I'm okay with Gordon. I mean, he's fun.
I would say if you don't want to go Gordon, and you want to go safe, I think it's Cooks.
Yeah.
If you want to take the shot on upside, I think it's Gordon, and I think Burkhead is for sure. So I'm taking Burkhead.
What about taking Ajayi? Any consideration to that?
My only concern is in the full PPR. I just don't know how involved he'll be in the pass game, but I'm fine with Ajayi. Yeah. That sets us with a really nice base to attack wide receiver aggressively after this. I think all these guys are similar to me. Ajayi, Cooks, Gordon.
I think it's one of the receivers. Let's go Gordon. Let's have fun.
I mean, you could be starting four wide receivers a week. Right. And
we're having fun with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
This team is really fun.
Receiver is definitely the pick. This team is
amazingly fun with McCaffrey, Burkhead, Julio, Gordon, Kelsey. That's a fun team.
So if the price is right, like normally we talked about this in our text chat, how we, you know, Drew and I are pretty anti handcuffs, but if the price is right, you know, I think you could still pull the trigger on James White the way that.
Well, we know Davis wants Sonny Michel.
I'm actually when you take Rex, I think
the price is
when you take Rex, it makes no sense to take Michel, but you do want White.
Yeah, Michel and Rex. The price that you have to get them both at is just
you had to decide on one of the two, but I think White is fine. Also, I just think like there's just totally this scenario where James White just like plays slot wide receiver all year and just racks up like 80 catches and like 20 carries, and Michel and Burkhead also both get there.
Yeah, that's why I think you can take White with one of the other guys, but. Obviously at the right price, we're far from.
I also still hardcore believe that Michelle has league winning upside, like totally.
I agree with that. I just don't like the price tag. I feel like you're paying for a bit of that upside already because he's going like mid six. I would feel much better about him in seven, basically, is where I would feel comfortable taking mid six. I'm taking Tevin Coleman ahead of Sony Michelle. So I get stuck where like Sony Michel's just never.
How much like week to week startability does Tevin Coleman have, like for real?
So I've only been drafting best balls.
Yeah.
So and I don't have to worry about that decision. And if Devontae Freeman gets hurt, Tevin Coleman has league winning upside as well.
Like the RB4.
So I'm getting a guy with league winning upside that has a role that I know what the role is. I don't know what Sony Michel's role is when he's healthy unless he usurps the whole backfield.
He's like if Michelle had never gotten hurt, I'd have him projected for like 180 carries and 60 targets.
How upset is Davis going to be when we take Manny Sanders?
No, I like Sanders is like a legit value at his ADP.
If he's there at the end of six, that's a total
smash. Yeah, he's a smash. Like, I can't imagine him either.
Yeah, he just went 5-7.
So. Yeah.
It is the wrong opinion to value Sanders more than Thomas, though. Like, I need you guys to know that that's bad.
Well, straight so, up or
straight up or relative to price?
Straight up. That's just a bad opinion.
Anybody have that opinion?
I think it's close. No. I think it's close. I think they're about equal.
Just like at no point in their careers has that ever been the case.
I don't know if that's true. That might be going too far the other way.
If you look at the 59 games that they've played together, Thomas is better in every indicator you could look at.
Isn't DT older?
Yeah, he is 30.
So
DT's older? Wow, I have that perception. Like,
yeah, you think he's the thing is that I just think that like it's possible that there's some undetected aging going on with Thomas just because the quarterback play was so bad last year. You'd never even know, really.
So last year, yeah, I mean last year Manny got hurt, so it's tough to compare last year. But the year before, Demaryius went 90, 10, 83, 5, and Manny went 79, 10, 32, 5. Like, it's not that far away. That's 2 years ago. I guess Manny's actually a year older. Manny's a year older.
Ajay is still on the board as round six is about to end.
That's wild to me.
Are there any running backs, assuming Ajayi doesn't fall, that you guys
would Tevin take Coleman here? And Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamal's a fucking that's the pick. That's the pick here.
What's the daily rodeo consensus on Chris Thompson?
I think he's
super solid, but I'd rather do 8-9 than 7-8 or 6-7. I mean,
yeah. So he's an 8 target for me, which is going to be tough in this draft because you know we're at the end of 8, and so it's just a tough spot to get him. But I'm more comfortable with him in PPR for sure. I want them to have a limited workload on him. I don't want him carrying the ball 15 times. I want him carrying the ball 10 and catching it 6.
I actually think that Peterson signing is like good for him.
So
now they're not tempted to use him on first and second down at all now.
Yeah,
if we get one of Tevin Jamal with a receiver, then I think we can just pound receiver for a couple of rounds.
I mean, I've already stated if we don't get Keelan Cole, I'm retiring.
Like I think with the full PPR starting three wides and a flex, I think we're. If we get
there goes 7.
Guys, yeah. I'm like very excited about this
but I think,
crew we've put together. This is like a good team.
This is a fun team too. Not only do I think it's a good team, but it's a fun splash team with upside.
I feel like usually I'm the guy who's like more risk, like more willing to take on risk, and you guys were all about Josh, so that made me feel
well. Here's the thing:
the
risk for Josh Gordon now that he
doesn't play,
but he's already
we thought he was.
He's already reported to the team. He's there. Like, what risk are you suggesting that there is?
I mean, just because he reported to the team, I mean, I think it's ridiculous to assume there's no risk that something in his personal life could happen. That an injury could happen because he's been away, that Jarvis Landry could just take a crap ton of targets.
I think Gordon crushes Landry way more than
Whoa, Chris Thompson just went 6-2.
Baller's ball.
Dude, I love Gordon. I'm just saying there are risks. Like there's no debate.
There are some risks, yeah.
He might not – I mean, you're taking a guy that might not play week one. Like, there's definitely risks.
No, he's already playing week one.
They said he's not starting, but
that means he won't be out there on the first snap. That's like very
Jackson. We don't know what that means. Jamal just went. I mean, Jamal rarely makes it back. I would have been.
I wanted it though.
Okay,
Drew.
Let me throw two ideas.
I can go double receiver if this breaks wrong though.
We probably will be going double receiver, most likely is my guess. But my question to you guys is, what are we doing with the Eagles situation with Alshon Jeffery? They said that he's going to activate off PUP.
Oh, we're definitely at the next turn taking Keelan Cole and Nelson Aguilar.
You mean you're talking?
I think Aguilar is in play. this turn.
I think Aguilar might be in play at this turn, depending on how this falls. This is a dead spot in the draft, in my opinion. Late six, early seven.
As long as we're talking about Chiefs skill players, the only appropriately placed one on the whole offense is Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
And he's like pretty ideal for the best ball format too.
I'm fine with Sammy here.
I'd be fine if Sammy fell to this area. I think Will Fuller is a similar player to him. I like Fuller a little bit more personally.
I'm trying to short Deshaun Watson in as many ways as I can.
There goes Fuller. Watson and Fuller go back to back.
Yeah.
Other guys I have taken here a little bit higher than usual, I would say, are like Robbie Anderson.
Anderson would be an elite pick, but
he went 5'11", and Isaiah Crowell went 5'12".
Yeah,
I mean that's an appropriate draft.
I think Kupp's fine. I don't know. I don't think I'm quite there with Stills yet, but I know some people have him.
What about Edelman and soaking up the four games?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I have no Edelman so far, and I think especially with a team with Josh Gordon, too much risk to take on a four game absence.
There's good alternatives too. Like if a few of these guys went, I could definitely be talked into it. But
I think it's like possible that Ajay also gets there to us.
This is something we should probably know. But do we know how the format works? Like, is there like a playoffs, even though it's best ball, or is it just points for the year?
I feel like
because that's kind of a important thing to know.
I feel like I'd like you to research this. One other running back that could fall back to us.
Teams will accumulate points. The top three teams with the highest points in each league after week 16 will win a league prize. So it's just 1 through 16 points.
I think Ajay just went at 6'8". Unless he tore his ACL while we were on the show and we didn't know, that's a good price.
The only other running back I'd consider now at this pick, otherwise it's two wide receivers for me, just went, and that was Carlos Hyde. That was the only other guy.
I was gonna say Carlos Hyde as well. I think we're I know, especially in full PPR, I know Drew's not on carry on, which I totally understand. So I think it's two receivers.
Yeah. So of the group, we've got like Alshon, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, Funchess, Robert Woods, Aguilar.
I like Watkins, Aguilar here, and just really go for it. Or actually consider this, James White.
No, I think it's too early for James White.
James White is going at 98 the last 5 days in.
Yeah,
he's gone as high as 59.
You're outvoted. It's receiver, receiver.
Yeah. All right, I vote Watkins, Aguilar. Those are my two.
I'm good.
Watkins, and then I wouldn't mind just based on ADP, like trying to get lucky with Aguilar.
And take Kupp. Yeah, Kupp would be third.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go Watkins, Kupp, because I kind of.
Yeah, and then you could just play for the upside if you get Aguilar next. And like you can always take Alshon too. Like.
Okay, Watkins, Kupp. The selections they are
Kupp,
in.
Kupp's, we need that safety with Kupp. Oh, I love it. I like this team. I like it. Nice.
All right, Drew, you talk about our team while I go pee.
So now through seven rounds, we started out with the Julio Jones, Christian McCaffrey pairing to get us a running back wide receiver. On the third round reversal where we had just one pick, we took Travis Kelce to get our tight end. Then we were back for the 4-5 reversal where we took Burkhead and Josh Gordon, and then back for the 6-7 reversal where we just took Sammy Watkins and Cooper Kupp. So now we have four wide receivers, two running backs, and a tight end through the first seven rounds. I feel really good about the top end of our positions. And now with Watkins and Kupp, we're just building some more depth in behind Josh Gordon, which has, you know, obvious boom or bust upside. Associated with it. I do think Josh Gordon makes even more sense in this format as opposed to draft because of the extra roster spots. The fact that you have more roster spots to try to create scores that will get into your winning optimal lineup each week, I think makes it – the more roster spots you have, the better Josh Gordon is as a pick because you have more ways to ensure that pick later on with depth.
Absolutely. I'm thinking ahead – as to, I think we probably want a running back at this next turn, even if it's a low upside, you know, high floor guy, which we've talked about. If you're going light running back starts, like, even though it's not sexy for best ball, those weeks to guarantee you're not taking like really low scores, especially in a full PPR import, like the guys that can go 5 for 40 in the air are kind of important to have as like
your last. Who are some of the late guys you really like 20th round guys?
I've only done the draft best balls, which get to 18, but
so who are some of your 18th round guys?
In general, some guys that I've taken. Now that's half PPR, but in full PPR, I like Javorius Allen a lot. He goes in rounds 14 or later. Usually he's been on the field the same amount as Alex Collins all last year, the same amount in the preseason, again, same amount of red zone opportunities. He's just a much worse back than Alex Collins. If they figure that out, that's bad for Javorius Allen, but so far they haven't, and he catches passes. And so he's really cheap and he's got a role on the field. He's one of the guys that I like targeting. Outside of that, I target Chris Ivory often, just in case that shady suspension rears its head, because there's not a lot of competition behind Chris Ivory. Those are the guys. I know Silva's been big on Alf Morris, which that Kyle Shanahan thing that you were talking about has me now maybe conceding that that was the right play. I had been drafting some Jonathan Williams, which I feel really fishy about now.
Jonathan Williams.
But he was on the field last night in the second half.
I know that
in four games.
Yeah.
So was Aaron Jones though.
It wasn't what you wanted to see if you took Jonathan Williams, but I don't think that automatically makes it a fish play. Like, that was a great dice roll before you had that information. I think even after that information, if we're talking round 20, like the guy that could be the Mark Ingram role, even though it looks like it might not be definitively his out of the gate, like, you still want to take that dice roll. I like Eckler too, just because, you know, Melvin Gordon's kind of trash, but
he's not trash. He's never had a good O-line. Now he gets pouncy.
But I think Eckler is like one of the best just playing for injury and getting super lucky guys.
I mean,
Connor too in that role. As if you're talking like the handcuffs that could step in and just be insane.
What are your thoughts?
We're talking like very end of the round.
What are you guys' thoughts on Jeremy Hill?
No.
Just 0%.
How can you like Sony Michel and like Jeremy Hill?
What if Sony Michel doesn't work out? Then the cost on Jeremy Hill. Because you remember where you had to draft Gillislee last year? Like, that was absurd.
But why? So is Jeremy Hill that good that they'd give those opportunities over Burkhead?
No, in a best ball, Hill probably has upside to have like three startable weeks in a best ball.
I feel like we should probably talk about the running backs we might draft next. Then we can talk about these other running backs.
Yeah, okay. So Sony Michel's still there, by the way.
Michel,
Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson, Mac, Clement. I like Duke Johnson a lot as to get like the safe pass catcher.
Mac would actually probably be my head of this list.
I like Mac.
I like Duke over Mac.
Mac is a Sean Siegel 0 RB boy.
Yeah, I'm on Team Mac. If we're voting on that one, I'm gonna go Mac. But I like them both.
I like Duke over Mac, but those two I have ahead. The Sony Michel, I just don't know what to do with. So
I mean, at this point, at 96, if Michelle gets to us, like,
it's just a weird pairing with Burkhead. But I think, I mean, I still think it's fine. I wouldn't let that get in our heads too much.
I mean,
it's a unique situation in New England.
Yeah. So have you guys been monitoring?
What is the more natural pairing with? Because they can both hold value in the same way.
Somebody just took Stafford Wentz.
This is kind of wild. Like this quarterback situation. Like we're only at pick 86, and the quarterback board is Cousins, Jimmy G, Luck, Roethlisberger.
Yeah, this is
White crazy. Just went. But like Aguilar is the clear one, right? I mean,
yeah, but I don't know if roster if roster construction.
No, you just found the talent, dude. We can go.
Leone is doing like his like Wolf of Wall Street impression on me right now. Like, just pound the talent, dude. Just get the talent in the lineup,
dude. Is
Nelson Aguilar even that talented though?
I just feel like you're getting such a good price on a guy that if he did what he's probably not going to repeat what he did last year. But if he did, it's guaranteed profit. You've got some concerns with Alshon. Like, I just think it's a really good price tag. It just seems like a smart play.
He would be my preference as well. We'll see what running backs come back to us. I'm shocked at how this draft. There goes Aguilar. Alshon is still hanging around as well. So is Robert Woods. So is Kenny Stills.
Dude, if we want to have fun, Alshon's fun.
This is around the area that I take Keelan Cole. It's usually that like nine.
Yeah,
nine
give me that. 10. Give me that Marlon Mack Keelan Cole turn to get the boys pumping.
I would be fine with that. Like I said, I prefer Duke Johnson slightly over Marlon Mack, but I'm fine with Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack has like the three down potential though. The Duke Johnson has 0%.
So what is he healthy? Like fully?
No,
like,
he's not. He's not. Yeah.
He's not. Their offensive line is terrible, and Andrew Luck's not throwing the ball more than 4 yards down the field. So
that's good. He can throw four yards down the field
is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean like lots of packed boxes, basically?
Frank Reich. Marlon Mack has made good progress. Specifically over the last 2 days.
Also, for other guys that are still hanging around, Evan Engram, Jordan Reed are still there as well, and Njoku. I don't think with Kelsey you need to go there yet. But those guys are still hanging around as well.
I love Njoku so much, but I just think we just go running back receiver all day long.
Kirk Cousins just went.
I'm not taking a quarterback.
Okay, yeah. But one thing to talk about with the quarterbacks, if everybody's going to draft them early, are people going to be drafting four quarterbacks? Because this is not a situation you run into in like traditional draft best balls. People usually just roll like two or three. If a couple people go four, quarterback gets really thin.
The thing is that you can get Dak and like legit like the 13th round.
So I'm not suggesting a quarterback with this pick necessarily.
We
have to keep it in mind that we don't want to get completely naked at the quarterback position.
My guess is that by our 11-12 turn, we're looking at the Carr and after tier.
Dude, but like it might be a situation with the extra bench spots here. You take three. If you take three kind of shoddy ones.
The quarterbacks are running off the board right now. Like Cousins, like Garoppolo just.
That's good for us, though. That's what we want to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Unless all these high stakes guys.
That's exactly
more
what. Yeah, that's
Unless they know they can stick someone with
Derek Carr and Dak Prescott.
But if you take Carr, Dak, Dalton, like you're not eliminating.
I agree. I just don't know when that level is going to come, given how early these guys are going right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a point of like, oh shit, we have to grab one. It's not now.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's like 16 starters left at quarterback.
I mean, we want to take advantage of the gift that was handed to us to take better skill players.
Okay, there goes Duke. So Duke's off the board.
So I think it's Mac Alshon go for the home run, but
I don't like taking hurt players though, and I'm like, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Could take so otherwise it's Keelan Cole, Robert Woods. Those
man, guys. What about Mac Chubb though? What about taking Chubb?
What?
No.
Sony Michel is there. No. I'd rather take Michel than Chubb.
I'll take I mean, don't even give
this is how Davis is talking you into Michel.
Let's do it. If you want to go back Michel right now, I'm in.
God, I really don't like Robert Woods, but
Robert Woods at all. Mm. I think we have the Rams wide receiver one. I think we have the Rams wide receiver who will finish with the most fantasy points.
We also this would also be the last chance to get Ben if we want Ben.
I don't hate that personally.
Goff just went. So we're down to 15 startable quarterbacks.
Oh my God, Drew, keep reminding us.
Drew, I would leave. I will leave the Roethlisberger decision up to you, but if we go Mac Roethlisberger here, I don't hate that at all.
That's my lean right now.
Or Michelle Roethlisberger also.
I'm terrified against
No, we're Kruger. Taking Mac.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you can go Mac Roethlisberger, but we're not taking another fucking quarterback.
That's fine.
Mac Ben.
Even if it's Andy Dalton as our number two, we're not taking a quarterback for five rounds. And you can't even bring it up. You can't even mention the list and how it's whittling down.
We have a quarterback. I'm happy. And we're getting Marlon Mack.
I wish you would have taken him in nine. I would have felt better about it. So I could have not told people that I took a quarterback in eight.
I mean, I think there's like something to this though. Like we're like, you know,
I think that's fine. It's 6 points per passing touchdown. I think that was fine.
We just don't have a ton.
The more I looked at it, it was fine. But we just want
Mahomes goes right after.
We want the quarterbacks to keep going now, so that some of these guys we passed up on, we can still get.
I agree. Now that we're not naked at the position, I agree.
Michelle lasting until the 10th, dude. Just RIP me. I have so much of him in these drafts, and like the 5th. I mean, to be fair to me, that was before he got hurt, though.
Yeah.
I also think there's a chance that, like, his ADP and Derrick Henry's ADP just looks absolutely ridiculous in, like, week 6.
So, I think I know Davis's answer. Drew, if you have lots of David Johnson, would you take Le'Veon Bell over him, or would you just keep smashing DJ?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said on a podcast.
Like in what context? What like how much David Johnson in dollars do you have versus how much is this draft worth?
You know what? This draft's only $25 entry. You're right. Let's just take David Johnson.
So right. So like if it's not moving the needle at all, just stick with
you're
your
right. You're right. You're right. Good talk. We talked it through.
Adrian Peterson went.
I actually kind of think I think that Alfred Morris is the sharper pick over Adrian Peterson. I think
I like
decent chance Peterson's cut by like week 6.
I don't know. I kind of came around on the AP thing, which pains me because that's like goes against everything I believe in. But like if he was hanging around there and 9-10, I think he's fine. Full PPR though, it definitely hurts him for sure-sies.
I don't know, man.
I feel really good about this draft. Matt Ryan and Marcus Mariota are going.
Yeah, so it's once Mariota goes, like he's the last one of all the quarterbacks that are any good.
Did their preseason freak you out at all? It freaked me out a little, I'm going to be honest.
No.
Because I have a ton of Titans because they're so cheap.
Do you ever remember being in like week 8 and being like, man, I really should have paid more attention to the preseason?
No.
If it breaks the way it could break, we can go receiver again.
Yeah.
I mean, we could also go running back.
How many receivers do you want though?
I mean, you want 9. We talked about this in group text beforehand.
So if you want 9, and we already have
four.
And we all have our late round guys that like we're preferential to. Running back has a steeper cliff after like RB60 than wide receiver does.
Yeah, but you win this full PPR where you're starting 4 receivers, guys get hurt, guys break out, guys bust.
Leone's like the real dude really keeping the flame for 0 RB alive.
Dude, it's not even 0 RB. We have 3 running backs. Alshon's on the board.
We have one real running back and then 2.
Dude, like, if Michelle, Penny, and Clement are there, like, I'm fine with those guys, but I'm not taking Giovanni Bernard over some of these other guys.
What's with Giovanni Bernard hate?
Yeah, I don't think Bernard is bad here at all.
I don't think he's bad at this round and pick. I think he's bad if you're taking him over Alshon Jeffrey and Keelan Cole.
That's fair.
I mean, I think if we get Keelan Cole here, like we're
so guys we're going to be hoping to come back in terms of the receivers are like, so guys I'm queuing up: Alshon, Pierre Garçon, Jordy Nelson, Galladay, Keelan Cole.
Bortles just went at round 9. That's where we're at.
Okay, guys, admit that taking Ben was the right move.
I didn't argue against it.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, after.
I honestly, as you brought it up, I was about to concede even before you brought it up. I just wanted to make a show of not bringing up quarterback.
You just wanted to have leverage on me for later.
No, it was the right pick as you looked at the. Well, just because look at our cues. It's just our cues fine.
Yeah.
It didn't hit our cue at all.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was tipping for me is like, and I think we all like legitimately like Ben.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like it was like this guy, we all think he could be top 5.
It wasn't Mariota. We're reaching on the guy that we think has top 5 upside at the
position. Yeah, if it was Mariota, I'm not in.
So can you guys rank Michelle, Penny, Clement, Bernard?
Penny is like legitimately not on my draft board.
Yeah, I'm not in on Penny either.
Like I would take him with like a 15th round pick, maybe.
Geo just went, for what it's worth.
A 15th, you wouldn't take him before the 15th? That seems egregious.
Do you understand like what it means for a rookie running back to gain 16 pounds? Like that means this dude has not been
played running back and was fantasy relevant.
No, it means this dude has not been running. He's not been conditioning. He's not been doing anything.
Yeah, you say these things like I care about them.
I'm looking at this queue and how many picks there are till we get up, and we're going to get someone very good. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Derek Carr just went. Randall Cobb just went. Jack.
So I feel like for me, when we start to get into Garcon, Jordy, Galladay, like I like those guys, but that's where I'm like, okay, let's take the running back because we have a lot of receivers. But like Alshon Keelan, I feel like
It's absurd that Alshon's going this late, and I don't want him because I started the offseason hammering him.
They were supposed to activate him off PUP today and say he's day-to-day. So I know there was a report that he was going to miss like the first 2 weeks or whatever.
They did activate him.
But if he's day-to-day and he's activated, that's no guarantee. So I think Sony. Sony is gone.
10.4 is absurd for him.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know, man.
He was
so good in college too, and he's already back at practice.
I'm on two wide receivers here.
I think that is a mistake.
So who do you like between? I mean, is it Clement that you like?
Bilal Powell.
I actually like Powell, Chubb, and Aaron Jones here all.
I like Powell the most. I'm not on Chubb at all.
What's your deal with Chubb, man?
What's his path? He's never going to play third downs.
Hyde, not an efficient running back. There's your path.
Powell's okay, for a bad offense.
Are we sure they'll be bad? I'm not sure the Browns offense will be bad.
Alshon went, so we don't. I think I'm on Keelan Powell.
Yeah, if Keelan
goes now, it gets kind of annoying. Yeah, because I really wanted one of those wide receivers.
You would still have. You could go Njoku or Kittle.
Yeah, I actually think Njoku Powell here is quite nice.
I think for me it's Keelan Powell and Njoku. I guess
Leone, double check the rules and make sure that the tight end can go in flex.
It can go in flex. I've played in NFFC before. Come on,
I'm good.
How's your guys' NFBC team doing?
We didn't do one.
You didn't do one this year?
No.
I did a best ball one with my friend Josh.
Best ball baseball has to be like horrid.
And it was like kind of in last place. It's kind of fun, but you have to draft like a million position spots.
Someone
needs to make a best ball baseball where you condense the starting rosters and then you could make it like 25 rounds. Like, just have, like, four infielders, four outfielders.
Doesn't it basically have to be a points league if it's going to be that?
Yes, it has to be a points league. It has to be a points league.
Montgomery.
It'd be literally impossible to figure out a roto league unless you'd have to, like, do it retroactively to even figure that out.
Okay, so I'm just moving the queue around because I think we all are in agreement, which is rare at this stage of the draft, that
read the same.
After that, I'm more Jordy Galladay. I like
Jordy.
There goes Njoku.
Njoku goes.
I'm open to Kittle.
I'm only open to Kittle if we take Cole Hikatuni in the 26th round.
So, Davis, as much as you hate Penny,
he's their pass catching tight end. Davis,
at what round would you take Ronald Jones?
I actually think Ronald Jones is decent here.
Because he's on Siegel's article and
no, I just think that like if enough people call you Jamal Charles, like maybe you're okay.
Wait, people have called Ronald Jones Jamal Charles?
Oh, dude, it was everywhere about a month before the preseason started. Everyone was like, oh,
he doesn't catch. He didn't catch passes in college.
Look, man.
He caught a sweet pass in the preseason game.
Don't get me started. Like don't get me started.
10 minutes of preseason that I watched.
The things that film watchers say about people is like absurd. It's like truly absurd, the things they say.
Oh, just one pick, and then we got a break. We got some time. So let's.
Man, this is
like one of Cole Powell. if one of Cole Powell goes, take the obvious guy, and then we got
it goes a lot Eli. Of time
to think about it. Oh God,
great yeah, call Drew, that, you were really right.
This would have been ugly if we're staring at wide at quarterback one.
Well, and you know what would it. But you know what would have happened too is Drew would have said, now we really have to take a quarterback. And I would have said, fuck, now we really shouldn't take the quarterback.
All right, Rashad Penny. So we got Keelan Cole and Bilal Powell.
Boom. Actually, we're going to take a 15-minute break after you take Keelan Cole, though.
You guys want Cole first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes us look sharper, I think.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Now we've got a break.
Meet back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about Apex Fantasy Leagues, the best place to play online season-long fantasy football for money. There is a skill-based format where you play two games per week, and there's industry-leading payouts where Apex actually adds money to the payout pool. They really ensure that the best fantasy players get the good return on their investment. Apex hosts 12-team PPR leagues that provide a variety of drafting options, live or email, snake draft or auction. You also have the flexibility to sign up for a league just hours before the draft. On top of that, Apex pretty often puts extra money from their profits into the prize pool to make sure that leagues get filled. Apex also offers dynasty leagues in a variety of formats. And finally, Apex is the place to play if you want to win big money in a format that mitigates randomness. Not only does Apex have the highest payouts in the whole industry on a percentage basis, but it also features both blind bidding, free agent acquisition budgets, so that all free agent acquisitions are fair in two matchups per week, one versus a head-to-head opponent and the other versus the league average, so that, you know, you don't get screwed. When your opponent has the most points and you have the second most points, you're still going to come out of that week with a win. You can compete every week without worrying about arbitrary strength of schedule. Give it a try. I promise you will love it. Go to apexfantasyleagues.com today and sign up. And now let's get back to the show. So, if you're listening to this, you did just miss out on some good content because I didn't record for three rounds as we just hardcore panicked on what to do about
what you missed was us
two people panicking
that there were going to be legitimately no startable quarterbacks for our quarterback two in a best ball, but we luckily. Air quotes, luckily, landed Ryan Tannehill.
We got Ryan Tannehill. So right now we have made 13 selections. Our team is Ben Roethlisberger, Ryan Tannehill, Christian McCaffrey, Rex Burkhead, Marlon Mack, Bilal Powell, Julio Jones, Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, Keelan Cole, Chris Godwin, and Travis Kelce. Things are good. We're happy about this.
Things have broken great. You guys need to calm down. I am pulling up the Sean Siegel zero RB targets article right thing. Now.
Though. I'm going to be honest with you, Drew and Mike. Like, I have never broken off a recording like that for that long and started it up again. So there's a chance that the first hour of recording is lost. Not that it would really be that big of a deal, because it's not. At the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. Because you know we would have been doing this draft anyway.
So I'm in a weird spot where like. I don't know if at this point I should really care too much about PPR scoring, but I do like it. Oh no, Latavius just went, so it's a moot point.
Yeah, I would have liked him there.
So you want to talk LeGarrette Blount then?
I don't think I can take Blount over somebody.
LeGarrette Blount is worthless when he's not on.
I'm of the opinion that unless Devontae Booker comes all the way back to us, that it's still two wide receivers again, because the quality of wide receivers is still really good. Like you've got Tyrell, John Brown, D.D. Westbrook, Mohamed Sanu, Ted Ginn, all still.
But we have so many picks in between. So many can go so long that.
Yeah. I actually really would like Jordan Wilkins here.
Okay.
Especially because
we got to load up that. We got to load up that Colts.
Why not? Why especially because we have Marlon Mack? I don't think that's especially.
Because if Mack becomes like the.
So you want to limit our potential?
No, if he becomes the lightning to Wilkins' thunder, then I think that's right. Nice.
Well, I would also say that I think we built a team that has a lot of upside built into it already.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with
locking in some equity is fine.
I like Javorius. Who else do I? I thought I had someone else. Maybe he just. Breda just got picked.
Is Alf still on the board?
He is, but in a full PPR, that just feels very early.
I mean, at this point, how much are you sweating PPR versus like just straight playing time?
That's what I was talking about with Tate. Well, I think like the blunt thing's different because that's your literally yeah. just need touchdowns. Yeah. So like I think he's out. But if you're gonna get 50 yards with touchdowns, which Alf can do, then it's
also compared to the talent of the wide receivers available. So like I'm currently looking at what's available wide receiver wise, and I'm like, those guys are so much dominant over the running backs that I kind of don't care. But as Mike said, there's a ton of picks before it gets back to us. And John Brown just went off the board. So that narrows the queue down one more.
I'm fine with what Drew said, though. If Booker's gone, we can go.
Booker and Wilkins, I agree, are a little bit ahead of the next tier of running backs.
I
like Buck quite a bit for this format.
Wilson. Like Wilkins, yeah. But I think Buck is fine.
Buck's in that group. Yeah.
What about taking Westbrook and just knowing like whoever the top wide receiver in Jacksonville is, we're locking that down.
You are just trying to lock in.
Equity. And they could even alternate weeks too. Like that's a real thing that could happen.
Yeah, I mean,
there's other guys I like.
There's
other guys I like.
Calvin Ridley, God, he's so bad.
Like still available.
Wait, I need Leone. I need Leone to rewind and explain why he thinks Calvin Ridley is bad.
Old wide receiver prospects, inflated market value because of the school he went to, national championship.
He's probably like a worst case. He's like Harry Douglas, though.
I think Calvin Ridley is a bad pick right now in the 13th round. Maybe not. He's bad, bad. Yeah, I mean, there that's were guys, a bad, bad pick.
I is think. DJ Moore gone? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So the wide receivers that I like that are still available, Tyrell, my dude, still there. John Ross still there.
Yeah, I actually would be very fine with John Ross here in the 14th.
Geronimo Allison still there. All these rumors about Cobb potentially getting cut, or his ankle injury not being very good. Those guys to me are a little bit of a step ahead of the Ted Ginn, DeSean Jackson, D.D. Westbrook group. Personally,
I've got guys at the end that I don't mind either though. So I just added Anunua. Traquan and Taiwan at the end of the queue.
Those are guys I get late a lot. Traquan especially. Noon was like free targets.
What about Eifert?
Yeah. That's right. We only have one tight end still.
Eifert's a pretty ideal second tight end.
Yeah, Eifert's fine. Usually the guys that I look at in this range are Eifert, and then if I don't get Eifert, I look down towards like Brait, Ricky Seals-Jones. That's kind of where I end up.
Yeah, I like ASJ too, but
yeah, he's fine.
But I think if Eifert's there, I would go him. If he's not there, I'd probably wait on the tight end.
Okay.
Like I could go Eifert, Tyrell very easily.
So right now I'm
John,
checking.
John Ross has gone, and Devontae Booker has gone since – as we've been talking here.
I'm checking cuts right now to let everyone peek behind the curtain. What if, let's just say Mike Gillisley got cut. Where would we be at with that?
It wouldn't change my opinion on anything personally. I still think for Jeremy Hill to be relevant for more than a game or two, you need Sony Michel to be out for the season.
Okay.
So you need Gillisley cut and Sony Michel out for the season. You need two things to go right. And even then, you still need Burkhead to not be a bell cow, which I don't think Burkhead has the body to hold up as a bell cow, and I don't think they want him to do that. So I think in that situation, that would be the case. But the way that I think backfield is going to play out is essentially, I think Burkhead's going to be in the Deion Lewis role before Deion Lewis was like the bell cow at the end of the season, and Sony Michel's going to be in that like Gillisley blunt role where he like grinds out clocks late, and he's used around the goal line a little bit. And I think Burkhead's going to be more the guy who's used around the goal line if it's like, you know, within 3 yards, but not at the one type thing.
Eifert's gone.
Okay. So Rick I'm
always going to sign with the Saints and go off.
And tilt us all. So I think Tyrell is my clear cut. I could argue for Geronimo Allison as the next best wide receiver to me, but at that point, he's not that much different than if you guys wanted to go the Wilkins, Buck Allen route.
Yeah, I think it's Tyrell and then one of the running backs.
Okay. Strong preferences between Wilkins and Allen? I don't have a strong preference.
I like Wilkins. I like Wilkins by like quite
I think I lean Allen.
I think I like Wilkins, but
Okay.
So we're going Wilkins Allison.
Oh,
Justin Tucker just went.
Oh fuck, we gotta draft a kicker at some point. Gotta make sure we get a starter, guys.
All right, so we got Tyrell.
I'm really torn on Wilkins versus Buck. Hold on, let me check the ADP and see if we can.
Buck usually goes later.
Javorius 191, Wilkins 145. I think it's Wilkins, yeah. And then hope okay. We can get Buck still.
Okay.
So we took who?
We took Tyrell and Jordan
Wilkins. You wanted Wilkins, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought we were taking Geronimo there, maybe.
Oh, I had Tyrell above Geronimo. Was that more of a decision? Did I screw that up?
I think Geronimo could maybe even get back to us, but I happened to be at the Chiefs game last night when he caught a touchdown and he looked pretty good.
So the guy who caught a touchdown looked good.
I test.
Yeah. No, I think he's got some good, he's like good best ball, but he's weird in like a weekly start league. Cause they legitimately have four guys that are going to rotate in that spot. And they got like 18 names between those four guys: Marquez Valdez Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, Jamon Moore. Like, what a motley crew!
All right, so position
guys,
wise,
just so you know, Tyrod Taylor would have lasted to us there.
Oh, he's still around.
I like Buck Allison next. I'm cool with that.
I don't think
they're gonna come back, but I agree that would be great. So we've got five running backs now, right?
We got five running backs, seven receivers.
Seven receivers.
That would put us at eight and six, and then we could start doing other things, and then we can just use like really late round targets.
I think if he comes back, and depends on where the tight end pool is, we might need to consider Ricky Seals-Jones as well. I'll throw that out there.
Love Ricky Seals-Jones. I actually think let's just go ahead and lock that up right now. Let's just go Ricky Seals-Jones as one of these two picks.
I mean, we only have to wait like 20 picks, but
he's a trendy sleeper, but he's not that trendy.
I like Ricky Seals-Jones over ASJ, personally. Wow.
I think ASJ is like the floor play, but we don't really need the floor play because we have Travis Kelce.
ASJ and is like 5.5 yards per target. I'm not super excited about.
Well, I mean, if he catches two touchdowns, who cares?
Well, we got to lock in our Jags goal line passing equity. With Keelan Cole.
I mean, that's fine. Whatever. I really don't care that much between races. I was just surprised. I don't really care, though.
Fair enough. I think ASJ is – he's got, like, a little bit of unknown upside still, I think. You know who was playing in the fourth quarter? Jay Samara was playing in the fourth quarter of the fourth preseason game last night, and I was just like, man – what a waste of talent. This dude's so good. He should have been great.
Geronimo has gone.
Yeah. He was not going to get back to us.
We've got a bunch of guys that I think we like similarly. I guess Geronimo has got that like hint of like really, really high end upside the other guys don't, but
I mean, yeah, he's got Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball, so like a lot of things can happen.
Yeah. I'm definitely on board with one elite handcuff late after we get hopefully get Buck Allen.
Connor.
I think Connor and Kelly are like super good. Especially with the extra bench spots, I think guys like that are like taking one guy like that's really good.
Yeah, that's fine by me. People are taking defenses and kickers. This is crazy to me.
Especially with the defensive scoring, you don't get negatives for points allowed. And I think after like 17 points allowed, it's like zero. So it's like unless you're allowing single digits, it really doesn't even matter that much. So, yeah, I think that's wild too. Yeah, so Buck, Seals, Jones is the plan.
Yeah, I mean, I think Seals, Jones.
So people... I would say Seals, Jones is a little bit dependent on how much goes at the tight end position. Because there's a few guys that are still, like Ebron, Brate.
I don't have any interest in drafting Eric Ebron to my team.
No, like, so Cook and Clay are still there. They're totally solid. Like, if that tight end board is exactly the same when it gets back to us, I think it's a conversation. If a few tight ends have gone, I think that would be my preferred route.
What if we just took a kicker? What if we just got it out of the way?
I'm going to panic on a kicker run that there's not enough starting kickers.
We could take.
You joke, but who knows if everyone's taking three kickers.
I assume most of these teams will take three kickers, by the way.
So that would be 36 kickers for a 32-team league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which means we're stuck taking the Jets backup kicker.
As long as we get two kickers, we're fine.
So yeah. What another conversation? What if it gets to 192 and Terod is still there? Like at that point, given the QB run, given that we know most of these teams have three quarterbacks, how do we feel about that?
For me, it would really depend on the quality of what our Q looks like. If our Q's been shredded, sure. But if our Q still looks like Javorius Allen, Ricky Seals-Jones, DeSean Jackson, Ted Ginn, D.D. Westbrook, like a kicker run, a kicker defense run is happening right now. This is crazy to me.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love Terod, but I just don't know what it does for us other than, like, if we get to a point where, like, okay, all these running backs and receivers are the same, let's just take the free starting quarterback, kind of like what Drew said. But,
yeah.
I don't care about the tight end. I feel like we could get somebody else fine later, too. So I'd be fine with him over the tight end. I don't think you can justify, even though I'm down on Didi, like, I don't think you could justify by taking Tyrod Taylor like over D.D. Westbrook or DeSean Jackson.
There's going to be a point in the next two or three rounds where wide receiver dries up completely. And the good thing is we're going to be ahead of the game on that
point. Yeah, this is where, you know, we're really making our bank. It's almost good that there's kickers and Ds in this league because we're going to have so much depth that other teams aren't going to have.
This last turn, the two teams went – New England defense, Gostkowski, Will Lutz, Pittsburgh defense.
And Denver defense was right before that. This is crazy to me.
How much were the fish at the table? Like, you guys are not accounting for the fact that we could be the fish at the table.
How much was the entry?
$1,200.
And these people are drafting live in Las Vegas, man.
Well, so I think Leone, one credit I want to give you to you, whether it's intended or not. Well, you didn't actually set this draft time up, but we have optimized our NFFC draft times because we have this one, which is like 10 a.m. in Vegas on a Friday. And then we have our other one is on Labor Day night, like after people have been barbecuing all day and whatnot.
No, it's not anymore, though. Remember we had to switch it?
I thought it was Monday night. Oh, no, it's not. When is it?
Because Knicks was Monday night because we're doing Knicks.
That's right.
I was the one that chose draft time.
Next Friday night.
Oh, it's next Friday night. Well, still a Friday night. We're optimizing draft times.
Yeah. I don't know if that one is with people in Vegas, though. That might just be purely online.
All the defenses are still going. This is insane. But, Davis, you did select this draft time. Did you know when you selected this draft time it was a best ball league?
I don't have to answer that question on my own podcast. I also thought this was going to be a, like, Leone and I go off and, like, have fun while Dad, like, gives us money to go to the zoo.
Yeah, you thought I was going to show up?
I think Leone and I were both under the impression that you weren't going to show up.
Leone knows I'm way too much of a control freak to...
No, one time you left and went to Africa and let me draft Bishop Sankey and Mike Floyd for a month.
Yeah, that was it. You ruined it forever.
You know that if Sankey would have been good that year, my whole life would be different probably.
I mean, you'd be the other
Like, it would have just been a smash year for me because I've never invested more in NFL 10s than I did that year. I'm still kind of gun shy because I got burnt so hard.
What? That's gonna be me with Travis Kelce this year. I have like as much Travis Kelce this year.
Oh,
as,
dude, if he comes up lame, if he comes up like holding his Achilles in week three.
Shut it down. I'm just that kid.
I'm like catching this Travis Kelce disease from Drew. I've gotten him a ton in recent drafts.
I know.
Well, you know, he follows me on Twitter, so like I could like we could just like I could chat with him.
Talk to him about not getting hurt. Like, hey,
dude. Yeah, like I could just be like, hey, man, you
did
good?
Did you see the dude who slid into Decker's mentions?
No.
And was like, dude, I didn't realize you were tired. I kind of drafted you. Mind playing one more year?
That's pretty good. Decker's going to go retire and have a really
nice this entire round, the 10th pick was the first non-kicker or defense. Oh, no, there was a TJ Yeldon in there.
And so we got an Ebron. We got an Ebron in there, too.
Has been kicker defense. So we're on deck, and our queue has not been touched.
Yeah, so we definitely take Buck here.
Yeah. Buck and Ricky Seals-Jones, I think, is the original goal, and I think it's still there.
Yeah. And I think we're settling
on – you have to take Buck. Buck is such a phenomenal play right here.
Yeah.
Isn't he? I mean, I would just feel like that is.
No. We're good. And we got him. Harrison
Buck. The only thing I mean.
Oh, man. That sucks. That's the kicker I wanted.
Am I doing this? Am I taking Buck?
Well, hold on. Just wait a second. I think you. Like, do you guys want to take Ricky Seals-Jones over D-Jax and DD? I don't give a shit about Ted Ginn.
I think so.
I think having a second tight end with some real upside is valuable here.
I think so.
Okay.
Because he can
you've like, still got you've still got Cook, Clay, ASJ.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good point. That's a good point.
But we don't pick for 24 picks and we need
But the receivers are more likely to go than the tight ends.
I think we could get caught naked on tight end though, because there's only a few guys left and there's
20. Yeah, like if it gets to Gesicki, we're legitimately looking at guys.
Okay. So I'm very happy with this.
Do we want to start looking at kickers and defenses now?
No.
I think the next round we're hoping for a wide receiver too. We still have 7 wide receivers. We now have 2 tight ends.
We still have Tyrod Taylor.
We still have Tyrod hanging around. Yeah, I think it's possible if Tyrod comes back in a wide receiver, that might be realistic at this point in the draft. My ideal would be 2 wide receivers, I think, and then we'd close it out with our 9 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And then we just draft kickers, defenses, whatever after that. That's kind of the way that I'm thinking about it now.
I would like to pound some running backs.
Well, we're only taking runners, too. We can take 2 more. We got 6. We have room for 8 because I think we can go.
I mean, I think with our roster construction, it might make sense to have 9 running backs, 8 wide receivers.
No,
because Josh Gordon risk.
Do we take Antonio?
It's the whole extra starting spot, dude. Yeah. Dude, why are you hedging? Just take like a new large. To actually take someone good, like
dude, you're talking about someone who owns Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm a hedge pro.
Which we can hedge
losing that boat.
Best ball Africa year.
Okay, so there's 9. We have 9 spots left. 6.
Yeah, what if I would have just taken like a bunch of Antonio Andrews that year? Also, so
Drew? DD kicker, at least 1 RB, 2 wideouts.
What did running backs ever do to him?
So you've got 2 defenses. I think the way this works, 2 defenses, 2 kickers, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers puts us at 8 RBs, 9 wide receivers, and then we have like a flexed final spot for either 10th receiver, 9th RB, 3rd QB.
For Tavon Austin.
Or 3rd tight end. You've got like – so I definitely think it's 2D, 2 kicker, 2 RB, 2 receivers, and then you've got 1 spot that's variable.
Okay.
What if we just went like – what is the – like do you guys think it is optimal to go 2 defense, 2 kicker? If I had to vote,
I would take another kicker before I took a defense.
See, I would vote.
I would definitely go extra defense. I think it's hands down an extra defense before you go extra kicker.
Yeah, because so, you get a chance to get that extra defensive touchdown every week.
The variance in defensive scoring is just, I think so massive.
So yeah, I agree. With
20
that.
Point week.
But in this scoring, you need to score touchdowns, right? So how many teams?
That's
score
the variance.
So you're trying to catch a touchdown. Whereas with it, my only comment with the kicker is kickers lose their job, kickers get hurt. You can't lose a defense. You know what I'm saying? Like you'd always have a defense.
Yeah.
So that's my only argument against the or in favor, I guess, of the third.
Mm-hmm.
You make a cogent argument, Drew.
Obviously the injury stuff's unpredictable, but the job stuff matters a little bit, which kicker we get. I guess at this point they're all risk of losing their jobs, though, once you get out of, like, the Gostkowski.
Oh, Janikowski's not losing that job. McManus won't lose his job.
Let's just make sure we take a guy with a job.
Yeah, so don't take Dan Carlson.
I did that one year in my FanDuel Thursday through Sunday contest. Some guy who I thought was kicking for Arizona, but had been released. I had him in all my Thursday through Sunday contests week one.
And that was before I did that.
Man, yeah. TBT to like when you would like really look like wait for the ownership percentages from FanDuel on Thursday and stuff. Man, what a different and simpler time that was. There's another break coming up, I believe, after the 20th round.
Oh my god,
they're stretching this out. I've got like 40 Slack DMs to reply to. So,
oh, I bet you love responding to all your customers.
Yeah, customers like to slide into my DMs.
I'm in the Daily Rodeo. Ooh. I'm in the Daily Rodeo Slack. Strictly for CFL, though.
You hang out in PGA whenever Uline makes a birdie.
Yeah, I mean, I hung out last week because I like did the pod and I felt bad about how bad all my picks were doing. Like I was like touting Xander Shiffley, who was like +6 through 5 holes after that tournament.
Drew, are we ever going to get the DR golf standings all the way updated?
You guys,
my team's making a run.
I have zero incentive to do it. Some like my team is so bad.
I know, but didn't you set it up? Like
Logan said, he was going to help me at some point during the year. He's done nothing.
Okay, I mean, if you're going to take Logan's word for it, I don't
you
know.
Guys, you guys did like a fantasy golf league,
a season long, and my team is so bad, Davis. I took Sergio in round 2.
Egregious.
He was like, and Leone was tilted that I took him right in front of Leone.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be.
Leone took Finau.
Dude, right at the time, it was a phenomenal pick.
I have Bud Cauley, who had the horrible car accident. I have Sung Kang, who's just terrible.
Dude, what were you doing with these picks, man?
I mean, I was trying to get guys that would just play a lot because we were doing just total earnings.
My team actually ended up okay. Ian Poulter, final round pick.
Yeah, when I'm taking Sung Kang.
Adam Scott's picked it up. I've got, let's see. I went DJ, Finau, Cantley.
Okay, guys, we are up in 4 picks. Tournament.
Guys, how is D.D. Westbrook still there? I don't even like him.
Yeah, I mean, we have to take him.
And Ted Ginn.
We got to take D.D.
I don't share the Ted Ginn, how is he still there, but D.D. and Deshaun.
I've been like, banging the drum for D.D. Westbrook for, like, 3 months, so it would feel like schadenfreude if we don't take him.
I definitely think the quality of the wide receivers, specifically for me, Jackson, Westbrook, Ginn, and then a drop off after that. But if we get 2 of those guys, that would trump anything else that could fall to us.
Oh yeah, you got to take D-Jax, DD if it's there.
No, I prefer Mike Wallace to D-Jax by quite a bit.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm okay with that. I think I prefer D-Jax, but Mike
we already have. Godwin, so we're like betting on a D-Jax crater, so it does not make any sense.
You were the hedge guy though. You've been the hedge guy all pod.
I only hedge when I like make sense for an argument for a player I want to take.
That makes sense.
I just don't have any interest in DeSean Jackson. I know Leone's projections have him for like 27 yards per air yard target or whatever.
Yeah, he was awesome last year. My argument for Ginn over Jackson is just that I think Ginn has a more defined role to start the season on the field.
Yeah, but he's going to get supplanted by Traquan in like a month.
Yeah, I'm not on Ginn at all. Okay.
I have a lot to get in best ball for what it's worth.
Well, then this shouldn't hurt you too much.
It doesn't. I also would say Quincy and Noon was like on the back end of that list for me too.
I like the Noon.
How wild is it that there's like a 15 round gulf between a Nunwa and Robbie Anderson, and at the end of the year their numbers might be like identical?
It's very strange because the Noon was good when he was healthy before, you know, he missed most of last year.
Let's back. How wild is it that these receivers are still here in a three receiver flex full PPR
league? I mean, dude, the last
people are still
last
taking, four still picks, taking kickers and defenses.
Ryan stuck up.
Can't have a defense.
There's not. So
hold on. We might have to take
it. We might have to take a defense. We need to look at this. There's 3, 6, 9.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got to take.
There's only 15. There's only 15 defenses left.
Yeah, we got to take. We got to take Green Bay here.
We might.
How many kickers?
Oh, are the Packers are such a. Oh my God, what a pick!
The Panthers?
No, the Packers.
Oh, the Packers
are gone, Drew. Come on, what show are you running?
Well, yeah. I wasn't paying attention to defenses at all. So.
We gotta do that, and we gotta take a kicker too.
We're not taking a kicker yet.
No, dude, there's like not even that many kickers with like a guaranteed job left. I'm for real.
I don't think I'm not. You want to pass on D.D. Westbrook for a kicker? I just want to get that straight.
We're
up now. Jeez.
Yeah, we're up.
All right, so I'm taking D.D. Westbrook and Green Bay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, these guys in Vegas are for sure laughing at this team. They're like, these idiots. These idiots. It's round 18 and these idiots don't even have a kicker.
Okay, we should honestly like kind of maybe start to rank kickers in order of someone who is certain has a job, who we think might have a job.
Someone come up with a kicker list because we got 8 wide receivers now.
I mean, dude, like we don't even have guaranteed starting kickers left.
Okay, so Lambeau is a starter. Fairbairn's a starter.
The Bears gave Cody Parkey a ton of money.
Tavecchio, I believe.
Yeah, Hopkins is a starter. I'm pretty sure Carlson's the starter. Let me just.
No, I'm wrong about Tavecchio.
Yeah, you are wrong. It's not Tavecchio.
Yeah,
he is. It's Pinero. It's that Eddie Pinero guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Carlson Pinero, but we should probably avoid those that we're not like super sure about until the end.
Dude, like we Pinero's really
out
like
with a groin injury.
We like really could have botched this.
Tavecchio is not even close.
This could be like
backup to Matt Bryant.
Yep. I need Denny Carter's kicker ranking stat.
God, get Denny on the line.
Someone get Denny. Where's the Denny line?
The bad call for Denny Carter's kicker ranking.
All right, guys. I've officially Googled fantasy kicker rankings.
Dude, I did that the other night because I've been doing all these draft leagues. All right, I'm on 4 for 4.
Okay, I got the
ESPN. They've only got 22 kickers ranked somehow.
Oh, dude, this is a nightmare.
Dude, Fairbairn, I think, is a good
Fairbairn.
Lambeau, Fairbairn.
Okay, so we got to go to Roto World.
Hopkins? Or no, he's gone.
No, look, literally, guys.
I'm on Roto World's depth chart, and I'm only tagging guys who have only one kicker there.
No, cuts are happening right now, so someone could be cut that we do not know. Like, there could be a value opening up, like, literally as we speak.
A value at kicker or a value at other where?
Okay, so Nick Rose did just get cut, so Fairbairn has no competition. Seventh-round rookie Jason Sanders won the job for the Dolphins, so put him on the queue.
Sanders?
Yeah.
Doesn't even – sounds like
a we have player. Kicking for Miami?
Jason Sanders.
Did we have that right? I'm checking our projections. Oh, we had that projected correctly.
That's awesome.
You're welcome. I did these the other day.
Zane Gonzalez has won the Browns job. So okay, we gotta add him. This, we're by the way, Bertolotti. Everyone listening to this, I just want you guys to know we're drafting for $1,200 American dollars, and we did not know the kicker situation beforehand.
I texted this morning, and I don't know if either of you even knew there were kickers and defenses before I texted.
I mean, who plays leagues with kickers and defenses?
I'm glad we all read the rules of the $1,200 league. Well, that to be fair, we could convince Drew to pay.
Okay, Carlson. Carlson just went, but he won the job for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, but for Bath.
Oh, Lambeau went. I've never been so disappointed.
So the Jets do not have, the Jets don't have a kicker right now.
So they, that Bertolak guy's not there?
So they have Jason Myers, and they cut Cairo Santos, and they also brought Kai Forbath in.
They have some dude, Taylor Bertolak.
Taylor Bertolak. What happened?
I don't know who that guy is.
Their kicker.
He's their kicker. Why would they have him if they claim Jason Myers and Cairo Santos or Kai Forbath?
Yeah, I don't know. These are good questions. Who's kicking for Tampa? I know that's like a death spot, right? The Tampa kicker. It's like the drummer in Spinal Tap.
It's Catanzaro.
Guys, so, Tyrod Taylor just went in round 19 after.
That's nuts.
I mean,
imagine the sweat if you only had one quarterback and you were just waiting to find the right time to take Tyrod.
Oh, you definitely would have taken him way earlier.
Is Blair Walsh the Seattle kicker? No, it's Janikowski.
You just said Janikowski's not going to lose the job. Those were your words.
We've got a decent list of kickers now. I feel okay.
I don't.
Well, I mean, we might take two at our next pick.
I think it's more of a need like to take another defense.
We're definitely taking kicker defense at the next two picks.
Let's take kicker and just be done with kickers.
I don't know, man. I would rather scramble for a second kicker than a second defense, probably. Because at least
you can just all fluky. I mean, it's just so fluky.
Yes, but like it's like the number of defenses just runs out, Michael. There will be another kicker we could take.
There's the same amount of defenses as there are kickers.
That's not true. There will be kickers who are cut and will move around.
But we can't pick.
Yeah. So if anything, there's less kickers than defenses. By your logic,
okay.
You just said the opposite.
Kicker, and then we're stuck with the Colts defense.
Could be a rebound. I mean,
the amount of positive points that again, how many points does the Colts defense score?
You know what's so funny? Two rounds ago, we were all celebrating how everyone was taking kickers and defenses, and now, now every pick that is not a kicker or a defense, we are thrilled.
Yeah,
we're like Hayden Hurst is gone. Yes.
It's fine. It's going to work out fine. You guys are a bunch of panickers.
No, I just think maybe everyone in this draft has a little bit better of an idea of how high-stakes drafts go.
I think we're crushing this draft, man.
I feel good about our players. I don't know how I feel about the construction of our roster, per se.
I mean, as long as we get living, breathing kickers in defense, we're fine.
Dude, if people beat us because they took 3 Ds and 3 kickers.
But, like, you understand, like, that's kind of how this stuff goes, though. Like, you either have to get the girly equivalent or you have to have, like, the stone nuts D.
Not to win your individual league.
Yeah, true.
Maybe to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, all the skill players can outscore all the defenses.
Especially
in a full PPR.
Having the depth that we have at the skill positions is massive.
No, I agree. And I'm glad we have like contributors at those positions like late.
It's not like we're not gonna get starters. Well, I don't know, these kickers are going pretty fast.
Deshaun Jackson
is gone.
All right. I mean, we're not considering these guys.
No.
No, we should let's get the kicker. Let's get the kicker. Kicker out of the way.
I'm indifferent to whether it's one kicker, one defense, or two kickers, but I think both of our picks are dedicated to defense kicker this round.
Yeah.
I feel bad about taking two kickers because it limits the chances of us fucking up the second kicker and taking a guy that gets cut or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we definitely go Parkey, Catanzaro. I don't want anything to do with Hauschka or the Bills offense. I want no Bills.
Janikowski?
I believe he's gone. Oh, no, he's just way down there.
Parkey just went.
Janikowski's the Seattle kicker.
Yeah, so I think we go – actually, what if we just went all in on the Browns, Zane Gonzalez, Josh Gordon combo?
Who's the Chargers kicker?
It's either Aguayo or someone else.
They're in a camp battle.
Aguayo's going to lose, right? I think it's Sturgis. But that's not guaranteed, so we probably
won't. Here, let me run a Twitter search and see if either of them has gotten cut.
Because that would be huge, getting a Chargers kicker.
Oh, it says, let's just handcuff them. We'll take three kickers, two of them on the team.
I mean, if you're not handcuffing kickers, you're not doing it right.
What are you doing? Caleb Sturgis had a perfect. So Anthony Lynn on Chargers. We brought Caleb Sturgis in to be our kicker. Last couple of weeks, he showed that he could do that. Robert Aguayo, I take my hat off to him. He came in, he competed, he was consistent. That certainly sounds
that
like.
Sounds like it's Sturgis.
Won the job.
Sounds like it's Sturgis.
But I guess that's not a guarantee. But
I mean, Aguayo was kicking last night in the fourth preseason game. Whatever. I don't know if that means anything.
Right, I don't.
So Janikowski and is Catanzaro our second?
I vote Zane Gonzalez over Janikowski. I actually think the Browns might score more points than the Seahawks this year. No sarcasm in any way.
I'd go Gonzalez over Catanzaro. Did we just not get Sebastian Janikowski? Did he
just Janikowski's
gone. He just went.
We're on deck.
We're tilting. I hope the people listening to this are loving the kicker talk.
We're up. We can take two kickers. We can take Zane Gonzalez and Chandler Catanzaro. They have different bye weeks.
Okay. Boom. Oh, Hauschka and Gonzalez had the same bye week, so yeah.
We can't do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Money. Did we check in our Caracara quarterbacks have different?
Hold on. I just took both.
I mean, there's just no reason to rush through this. There's just no reason for it.
Well, we've got two kickers.
Drew just wanted to get those kickers on his roster so that we're safe.
I'm sorry.
So now we have a
20. Tanzaro's just been horrible in the preseason. I don't know if that guy's guaranteed the job.
Who?
I'm just – Catanzaro.
I mean, we might have to take another kicker.
I mean, I don't think relying on the Roto-World depth chart because we don't see another name there is like.
Well, let me tell you a story
about
the
– You know what's even more egregious about me firing in that pick is that we had a 15-minute break.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're on break right now.
Yeah, and I already fired it in.
Okay. So
egregious. Right. That was by far – that was the worst
move. So I'm going to –